Off the ball. Rugby.
If Leinster lose the final, it'll be defence losing to attack. But that is the way the game is shifting right now.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, the IRFU announced a change in their funding model, which will see the provinces contribute to central contracts. Hugo Keenan set to go to the Olympic Games, and there's mixed news in the centre for Munster. First up today, from the start of next season, the four provinces will contribute up to 30% of a centrally contracted player's salary. The move follows a review of the IRFU's current funding model, which began in September of 2023. The union will commit €40 million to the provinces in what they've described as a more transparent and equitable basis. Part of that transparency will be new incentives based on future growth of income from the EPCR and the URC, plus a new matched funding programme to help drive fundraising efforts and additional investment in the domestic game. News of the change in the central contract model should go some way to appeasing Munster, Ulster and Connacht. 10 Leinster players are currently centrally contracted, with only one each at the other three provinces. The money saved has allowed Leinster to bring in the likes of Jordy Barrett, while also retaining a deep contracted squad. Hugo Keenan could represent Ireland at this summer's Olympic Games. Multiple reports today claim the Leinster fullback is set for a return to the Ireland Sevens fold. Keenan made his name in Sevens rugby before his breakthrough for Ireland in the 15s game in 2020. Keenan could link up with the Sevens squad as soon as next week's HSBC Sevens stop in Madrid, after the Investec Champions Cup final, of course. Such a move, though, would rule him out of Ireland's summer tour of South Africa. France scrum half Antoine Dupont and the Wallabies' Michael Hooper have already put their hand up for Olympic Sevens selection with their respective countries, and Keenan discussed his 2 years of playing Sevens on Off the Ball in February of this year.
Yeah, definitely. I came in after, I suppose, a go at the Irish under-20s, and there was a long line of back three players, the likes of the Kearneys, Fergus McFadden, the Sewa, were all there, and I definitely wasn't at the races or anywhere at the level that they were. So I think the Sevens was brilliant for me. It was a perfect opportunity to go off to develop, I suppose, physically, but also the skill set as well. I think it exposes you to like everything you need in the 15s game, especially as a back three player. And it was a case of then biding my time when I did come back to Leinster, sort of every now and again. But it was probably a 2.5 year experience, that Sevens, and I matured nicely, and then I started getting a bit of a run, and then COVID hit, unfortunately. So it was about biding my time again.
So what's a skill that you would have improved dramatically by dint of playing Sevens?
I think your passing. I played first receiver and like effectively out half. I think that was probably the obvious one, because I used to call it feeding the speed, and it was just chucking balls out to Terry Kennedy and Jordan Conroy. That was a main role I had in the Sevens side. So that definitely, I think, potentially on the defensive side, tackling in wide open spaces. Mm-hmm. I think as a 15, any line breaks or things like that, you're in a sort of similar situations to being on a Sevens field, one-on-one against an opponent in maybe 10, 15 metres of space. So I think that's a very transferable skill as well.
Munster have confirmed the long-mooted signing of centre Tom Farrell from Connacht. The 30-year-old has signed a 2-year contract and is likely to replace Antoine Frisch, who is strongly rumoured to be moving back to France and Toulon. Meanwhile, Munster looks set to be without another centre, Alex Nankivell, for the URC playoffs. The province say he sustained an ankle injury in last week's win over Edinburgh and will be out for a number of weeks. Mike Haley took a knock to the head in that game and is observing the return to play protocols this week. The availability of Joey Carberry, John Hodnett and Peter O'Mahony for their Ulster game on June 1st will be determined next week. Back to the international game, and Hugo Keenan won't be the only player missing the July tests in Pretoria and Durban. The Springboks have seen Damian Willemse and Lucanio Am ruled out of their summer programme. Willemse damaged ligaments in his fingers during last weekend's win for the DHL Stormers over Connacht in Galway, and he requires surgery. And speaking ahead of Friday's Challenge Cup final with Gloucester, Sharks director of rugby Neil Powell revealed that Am will be out for the remainder of their season.
I think the only guy that's not available for us is obviously Jaden Hendrickson, that got injured in a Scarlets game. And the other one is Lucanio Am that also got injured. I think it was in the Benetton game that he got injured. So he's unfortunately also not available for us.
And how long is just to quickly add on, how long is what is Am's injury and how long is it out for?
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while. I'm not sure the extent of his injury. He's got like a shoulder injury that he's struggling with. I think there's a fractured rib as well. So he'll be out for quite a few weeks. I think it's probably the end of the URC and EPCR campaign for him.
Neil Powell there. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.